Now I would like to invite Johnny McCune to come to speak to us.
Right, look, I have a bit of a surprise. Who likes a good surprise? Do you guys like surprises? Yeah, I really like surprises as well. And I have a surprise for somebody in church this morning. Because you know what? Recently it was somebody's birthday. And I thought I could maybe get them a birthday cake with a little candle on it. Look, isn't that a nice little cake? Look, it's really small and petite, just for one person. So everybody at the minute in church is squirming about who's had a birthday recently or maybe whose birthday is coming up. So can you see anybody sort of squirming about? Now, the problem is with this birthday, it was actually a week or two ago and I forgot this person's birthday. So I'm really sorry, but Alan Weston, happy birthday. I believe a few weeks ago it was your birthday and I forgot about it.
Thank you very much.
I'm really sorry. So I'm going to light this candle and maybe we could... Oh, let's see if this thing goes on. No gas in it. Wait, you see? Oh, it is. Look. Wouldn't it be nice to light the candle for Alan? And maybe we could sing happy birthday, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alan. Happy birthday to you. There he goes and he blows out the candle. Well done. Happy birthday. I'll leave that with you. You know, you can take that home. That's for you and Margaret as well. I'll not ask you what age you are, Alan, so it's... But anyway, so it was Alan's birthday, and I forgot about his birthday. Wasn't that terrible? But you know, I love surprises, and we love... I'm sure you guys love getting a cake and blowing out the candles in the cake, don't you? If it's anything like our house, we have to light the candles about three or four times so everybody can have their go at blowing out the candles in the cake. Isn't that right? But you know, candles aren't just for birthday cakes. I remember one time, and I'm sorry if I maybe get my back to you guys a wee bit, you'll forgive me for that, but just want to talk to the kids as well. But I remember one time in our house, it was dark outside, and we were sitting in the living room watching TV, and all of a sudden the TV went out, and the lights went out, and we were sitting in pitch black, it was dark, and the power in our house had gone off. So me being the man of the house, I thought it was my job to tell Emma if she would mind going and getting some candles, because I was a wee bit scared of the dark. And I don't know, maybe that's happened in your house, has it? Sometimes when the power goes off and you're all in darkness. And what we did, I remember what you guys have done is, we've had to feel about in the dark, and where are those candles? Where did we put those candles? And you're feeling about trying to find where the candles are. And we eventually found some candles, and we were able to light the candle, and it was brilliant because the darkness was gone. We were able to get the candle lit up, and it was able to show me the way where I could go out to the garage, find the box with all the switches on it, and fix the problem and get the lights back on again. Some people are maybe laughing who know that my DIY skills are not particularly good, but I can maybe hit a switch back on again, something like that. But we were able to get the lights back on again. And you know, the Bible also has a lot to say about light and darkness, okay? The Bible has a lot to say. In fact, even in the first few verses of the Bible, it talks about there being darkness. But God said, let there be light. And there was. And there was light, you see, because whenever God first created this world, generally speaking, the Bible talks about light and darkness. Whenever it means light, it's talking about things that are good and perfect. Will we give a thumbs up for good and perfect? Yeah, so light is good. And whenever the Bible talks about darkness, really it's talking about things that are bad or wrong or maybe evil. Thumbs down for that. Yeah, I think you guys know what I mean by that. Isn't that right? We all know that we like light. Light is good. Thumbs up. And darkness is bad and wrong. Unless maybe, I don't know, you're an owl or something like that and you like to go out at night. But generally speaking, light's good and darkness is bad. Isn't that right? You know, and Jesus, he also has something to say about light and darkness. Because Jesus said, and listen really carefully, this is really important, I just want you to listen to this morning. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but they will have the light of life. Now I want us to think about that verse or two just for a few moments this morning. So first of all, I need two volunteers. Can I have two people maybe near the back there? Yes, and at the very back, and you at the very back as well. Right. So the first part it says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now I have a few people in the church this morning who are going to hold up little pictures, very high in the air. Yes, hold them up there now. I want you guys to find two pictures that will help us just as we think about Jesus being the light of the world, okay? So two pictures, go. And I'll just say it's not this one close here, okay? So go and see if you can find another, the light of the world. Maybe over this side over here, I think. Can you see anything that might be to do with light or world? Down this way over here. There we go, okay? Bring them up to the front and hold them up so we can see. Okay, so Jesus said, sorry the pictures aren't very good, but maybe the TV screens might be able to pick them up if they're on, but Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Turn them around and let the guys see them here as well. Okay, so the light of the world. Okay, look, I'll take those for now. Now, I wonder what Jesus meant. You guys can sit down again. Thanks very much. I wonder what Jesus meant when he said that he was the light of the world. And I thought it were really good fun to ask you guys what you thought about that. And as we can see, maybe the question's not that easy to answer, but here's what you guys thought.
Guys, save us from our sins.
I'm like, I keep people sane.
Okay.
That you're important to him and stuff.
He loves you.
He wants you to be, to follow the rules of God.
To keep him in your heart.
He's like the savior, I think.
He said he's the light for everyone.
He died on the cross.
That Jesus is the Son.
In the sky?
Okay, so as we find out there, you know, answering this question, what did Jesus mean? It's not that easy, sure it's not, but I'd like to try and help you understand that a wee bit this morning. You see, whenever God created our world, God created our world perfect. And it was good and everything was good. And there was no wrong things in it at all. There was no bad, no sin. It was all really good. But unfortunately, all of us, right back to the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, right forward to all of us today, we have all messed up God's world. We've all done wrong things, like whenever we're unkind to somebody or whenever we tell lies or we do something. Unfortunately, maybe we've all messed up God's perfect world. And now the Bible actually says that this world that we all live in is a dark place full of sin and wrong. But that's not the way God wanted. That's not the way God made it. God didn't want it to be that way. So what God did was he sent his son, Jesus, to be the light of the world, to come into our world, to get rid of the darkness by dying on the cross, by coming back to life again, to defeat the darkness. He was the light that was coming to defeat the darkness. And he was going to defeat sin and all the wrong things in this world. And you know, it's just a wee bit like whenever the power went out in my house and we found the light, the candle, and whenever we lit the candle, the darkness disappeared. Or maybe whenever you go into your bedroom at night and it's dark and you switch on the light, whenever you turn on the light, the darkness disappears. And in the same way, Jesus came into this world to get rid of the darkness, to defeat the darkness and beat sin and all the wrong things. And you know, do you ever notice sometimes that whenever we turn on a light, the darkness always goes away? If you have a torch and if you're in darkness, if you turn on the torch, there's light and no darkness. Light always wins, doesn't it? Isn't that right? Light always wins. And in the same way, Jesus, the light of the world, he always wins. He will always win over darkness. Darkness cannot hold the light back because Jesus is the light of our world. And you know, you could also say, like, just whenever the power went off in my house as well, and we had a candle that showed me the way to the garage, Jesus is also a little bit like the one who shows us the way to God. He is the way. And he lights up the way to show us our way back to God. So that's what it means that Jesus was the light of the world. We even sung a song about how he was brilliant in all his brilliance. He was like the sun. He is the light of the world. And you know, as I said before, light is good and brilliant. We all love the light. And Jesus, the light of the world, has come to defeat the darkness in the world. Isn't that good news, guys? Isn't that brilliant? Well, look, let's go on to the second part of the verse. The verse that I said at the start, if you remember, we had Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And the next part said, he who follows me will never walk in darkness. Kind of two volunteers, maybe from the middle here somewhere. Yes, you in the red dress and you and Jack. Yes, come on ahead. So I need to find two cards out here that help us to figure out a wee bit about following in darkness. Those who follow me will never walk in darkness. Can you find anything there? Go quickly. Look, let's see. Can you find? There's one in the middle. Follow me. Darkness. Look, I think over there. He's way up to the back. What about down in here in the middle there? Can you see something, Molly? Just see, look. Been held up high. Great. So hold them up there so everybody can see. You hold, stand this side. And you stand this side. So it said that those who follow me will never walk in darkness. Do you want to turn them around so the guys can see them as well? Okay, brilliant. So thanks very much. So Jesus was the light of the world. Isn't that great news? And I know whose team I want to be on then. I want to be on Jesus' team, the light of the world. But yet it says here that if you want to be on Jesus' team, it goes on to say that you must follow him. In other words, to follow Jesus means that you're going to give your life to him and say, look, I'm not going to live my life anymore for myself, but I'm going to follow Jesus' way and the things he wants me to do and the way he wants me to live my life. I'm going to live my life for Jesus. I'm going to believe that Jesus came into the world as the light of the world. He died on the cross for me. He came back to life again. And I want to follow. I want to give my life into his hands. And I'm going to follow his way for my life instead of just going my own way and doing my own things. I'm going to follow Jesus. And the incredible, most exciting bit of all of this is that he goes on in the verse to promise us that those who follow me will never walk in darkness. Now, I wonder what that means. Do you think that means that it's always going to be sunny in your house? That you're always going to be able to lie out in a sun lounger because it's always going to be no darkness? No, I don't think so. Or maybe that the power in your house is never going to go off. No, what Jesus meant by this, it wasn't even that there's going to be no hard things in your life. But what Jesus meant whenever he said that those who follow me will never walk in darkness means that one day, for followers of Jesus, they will go to a place called heaven where there is no darkness, where there's no sin, there's no crime, there's no pain, there's no hardship, there's no suffering, none of that, no wrong or sin. And those who follow Jesus one day can go to be with him, who is the light in that place where there is no darkness. And that's somewhere I want to go. And I hope for you guys, maybe for everybody here today, I hope that's something you've thought about. I hope you've thought that maybe one day I want to follow Jesus. Maybe today's that day you want to follow Jesus for the first time. And then you're going to, he has promised that he will take you to be with him in that place where there is no darkness anymore. Isn't that great news? Yeah. Great. So what have we learned so far, guys? We've learned that Jesus was the light of the world and that the light always wins. Jesus always wins and defeats darkness. And the second thing is then, though, if we want to be in that winning team, we have to follow him. And he has promised us then an eternal life in a place where there is no wrong or darkness or sin. Isn't that great? Look, the last thing, and you're listening really well, and I appreciate that. The last thing, what was the last wee bit of in the verse that said, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Can anybody remember? But will have the light of life. Now, two more people. Anybody down at the front here? Any volunteers? Let me see. Yes, you and you. Great. Come on. Now, so there's two more pictures left, okay? And it's to help us see the light of life, okay? So can you find any? Let's see. Look around. Anybody got a light or anything that says life? Look, there's one away up here and there's one over here. Can you go up? Look. You run over there. I think you'll see it if you run over there. Here it is. Look, look. There you go. Great. So bring them up so we can see them and hold them up nice and high. Okay, so you turn around and let everybody here see them first of all. I know, I'm sorry, the pictures aren't that big. I thought maybe the TV might pick them up, but... And it says here, they will have the light of life. Turn them around so the guys can see them. So the light of life, brilliant. So, thanks guys, you can sit down again. So Jesus says that if you're following him, you also have a light to shine as well. Now again, I thought it would be a bit of fun to hear what you guys had a thought about the fact that you guys have a light to shine. What does it mean that you're the light of the world? And here's what you guys had to say about that.
Like to follow him and tell other people about him.
We're not to be bad. Work hard.
Do what the teacher says. Try your best.
Do like good things.
What like?
Like some of all to God.
Like we're God's children.
And that he tells good news to everyone. And spreads it over the whole world.
Like saving an Amos in order, and Amos has gone to Kenya, and Stephen has gone to Africa to tell people about God.
Just tell other people about him.
Like, to not sin.
Like,
we need to
spread all the news that Jesus and died on the cross.
Great, so there's some really good answers there, guys, about what it means that we are also the light of the world, that we have this light to shine, that all of us who are following Jesus have a light to shine as well. And isn't that what you guys have been singing about this morning? You've been singing about this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Or you've been singing, we are the light of the world, and we've got to let our light shine. Is that the right words? I wonder if you ever thought for a moment just what it means to shine for Jesus. What does it mean that we have this light? For all of us, maybe, what does that mean that for all of us who are following Jesus, what does it mean to shine for Jesus? And I think that's something really important for us all to think about. I want to show you a picture up on the screen. And you might recognize some of these people. Can you tell me if you can see it? Does anybody recognize anybody up there? Anybody recognize anybody? Nobody? Does anybody recognize anybody? Yes, Rachel? It is, it's Evie, Dan, and Tom. Sorry, guys, a bit embarrassing, eh? Going back a few years ago. So this takes us back, this picture, to maybe London 2012. Now, some of you guys weren't born during the London 2012 Olympics. Some of you maybe were, and you might remember some things about the Olympics. Do you remember Super Saturday? Where there was Jess Ennis and Greg Rutherford and Mo Farah. They all won gold medals all on the same day, and it was brilliant. Or you remember Usain Bolt running the 100 meters really fast in the London 2012 Olympics. Well, before the Olympics started, there was this Olympic torch that traveled the whole way throughout the UK. And you guys all out there, I'm sure, will remember this. And this torch traveled the whole way through the UK, probably actually over the world a wee bit as well, but throughout the UK, England and Scotland and Wales, and it came to Northern Ireland as well. And this was in Port Rush. One day we saw the Olympic flame going past. And what happened with this Olympic torch? It was going to eventually find its way to the Olympic stadium to light up the big cauldron during the Olympics. But what happened was these guys who were torchbearers, really they were called, they got to hold this torch and they carried it throughout the streets of Port Rush and right throughout Northern Ireland. And they had this torch and they held it up really high and there was loads of crowds that were cheering them on and watching on as they did this. And they held up the torch really high so everybody could see it. And then whenever they got to their wee bit was done, they passed it on to somebody else and passed it on to somebody else. And it was great. And we had a really good day that day in Port Rush. But you know, is that not a little bit like what it means to shine your light for Jesus? You see, if you're a follower of Jesus, we have all been given this light to shine. This great news that we want to tell other people. This great news that Jesus has come into our life. He has rescued us and he wants to rescue other people as well. He is the light of the world that has come to defeat darkness. We've got this great news that we want to tell other people. And this isn't something that Jesus, right at the start, we heard some verses, that it's not something that we want to hide. We don't want to keep this in our bedroom. We don't want to hide it under a basket or anything like that. We want to do, if we've got good news, we want to tell people because it's good news. I know somebody, I don't know if she's here today or not, but I know somebody who a week ago got engaged to be married. Alex, I'm not sure if she's here or not, but anyway, she has got engaged and she was going around telling everybody that she had got engaged to be married because this was great news for her. And I'll let you into a wee secret. Her husband-to-be is also called Johnny McKeown. Isn't that funny? There you go, Johnny McKeown, another one. But you know, we also have this light that we want to hold up for everybody else to see, just like the Olympic torch. The light that was in the Olympic torch, we want to hold up Jesus in our lives so everybody else can see him and everybody can see the great news that he has came. And then do you know us, just like the Olympic torch, we want to pass that light on to other people. We want to tell other people so they can have this light too, so others can follow Jesus too. So look, I have a challenge for you just as I finish up today. And my challenge for you guys, and maybe for everybody here today, is as you wake up tomorrow morning, okay, as you get up out of bed and you're maybe starting to feel really tired because it's a new week at school, my challenge for you is to think, I wonder, could I live for Jesus and shine for Jesus? How could I do that today? Do you know, I'm going to let everyone else see Jesus living in me today. And there's lots of different ways we could do that. You heard about some of those in the wee video there. We can let our light shine by being kind to people in school, by helping them up if they fall. We can be shine for Jesus by maybe giving some of our pocket money to people in the world who don't have as much as, maybe don't have a house or maybe have no, have been affected by war. We can give some of our money to them. We can shine for Jesus by doing what our mom and dads tell us. We can shine for Jesus maybe by offering in school to pray for one of our friends if they're having a hard time. We can shine for Jesus in lots and lots of different ways. And you know what? I think of all of us here, you guys and all the older people as well, if we all went decided this week we're going to shine really brightly for Jesus, then I think we would light up our little world, wouldn't we? And we could make a real difference in our wee town of Ballymena and maybe in your school. Because where the light is, the darkness disappears. And you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, let your light shine before others that they will praise your Father in heaven. So as we all shine our light for Jesus and tell others the good news about Jesus, then other people will praise him and worship him and follow him too. So look, as you shine for Jesus and you hold Jesus up this week as the light of the world, the hope of the world, others are going to follow him and praise him too. And you know, I heard a little story recently about some children in school and they were watching a little video about a missionary lady who had been out, I think, in China. And after the video had been played, one of the little boys said to two of his friends, he says, I want to be a missionary too. Would you guys be missionaries with me? And they said, maybe. I thought that was a lovely little story just about shining for Jesus, that we can tell others about Jesus and encourage others in our class to shine and to follow Jesus too. So look, we've got great news for this dark world that we live in, this great news that Jesus has come to be the light of the world and he's given us this light to shine too. And I hope and pray this week that you'll really do that. Let us pray just as we close and then I'll pass back to Noah. Jesus, we want to praise you this morning because you are the light of the world. You have come into this dark world to be the light that defeats and beats the darkness and beats sin. And I pray, God, you'll help each of us this morning to trust you, to follow you. And we thank you for all the good things that you promise us. This good eternal life in heaven with you, Father. Help us to shine for you this week. Help all of us mums and dads and all the children here. Help us all to know how we can best shine for you. Will you fill us with your love and your light that we can help others to know you too? And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys for listening so well.